was lying quietly in bed on the, in the Sunday morning tea, and I hit Instagram and saw a video that gave me joy.
Mm-hmm.
Such joy, to the point where Deanna went, "Why are you laughing?" I said, because Tanya's finally had a little bucket lister here.
You think you had joy. I had, it was like 10 Christmas Eves all at once on Saturday.
I know, not many people would understand, but I knew that a bucket list was ticked.
Well, over the weekend, Mike and I went up to friends of ours that have just bought a property up past Gloucester.
Yeah.
And it is probably the most beautiful valley that I've never visited.
Wow.
And I thought I knew most of that area.
Are they drug dealers?
No, it's... no.
Well, you know I call all rich people drug dealers, don't you?
No, but this valley, it's hidden because it's on... You think it's private property, but there's about 14 houses down this lane.
Oh.
It was spectacular. So we were very fortunate. Very fortunate to have rich friends.
Yes. And in this weather,
better. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But my bucket list item,
what'd
drum
you do?
Roll, Risey, because I got the ticket off.
I'm not sure whether it's a drum roll thing, but anyway.
Mow a lawn using a ride-on lawnmower. Hello?
Just thought we'd throw that in for you there, mate. Sorry, we're very impressed.
That is my weird bucket list item, and it's been ticked.
Oh,
happy day!
It was a happy day.
Yeah, I look, and again, I got the joy because I knew it was. I was on a ride of mower when I was 8.
Well, I've never had a property that I can access a ride on lawnmower. And
the thing is, though, neither did we. It was just Dad was so lazy.
Well, it's very hilly. Yeah. Like, we're talking mountains, so it wasn't just a flat paddock.
No.
You know, even Freddie said, be careful, you'll tip it.
You could roll it. Yeah.
There you go. Only Tanya can go on a ride on mower into some life-defying moment.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What are those people coming in March, the ones we were giving tickets away for?
Oh, the Nitro Circus.
Yeah. I have done my apprenticeship on Saturday on the ride on lawnmower.
Psst, Tanya.
What?
We've seen the video.
Yeah, and some smarty pants said, you might want to put the blade down further.
Yeah.
I was like, mate, I'm learning, okay?
Yeah, calm down.
I didn't show you the video where I mowed an entire 16 hectares.
There you go, that's right.
In the shape of an alien.
Yeah, in half an hour.
Maybe that didn't happen, no, but next time.
We know the video cut short, you jumped off, but that's not the point, mate. I just love it when a weird kind of bucket list thing pops.
Well, that's why we want to throw it out. What is your weird bucket list? You can have you going to Paris's and Disneyland, but we're talking about
a weird, bucket,
weird
list.
Bucket list items, the things you want to tick off that are just maybe silly to some.
Give us a call, 133353. Don't forget, everyone who calls is in the draw for the ultimate 10K Christmas, adding Christmas presents every day. Today, we're adding a Beyond Ballooning experience, balloon flight experience for two adults.
Wow.
See, I haven't done a balloon.
What? They're on our doorstep.
Right on our doorstep. So 133353, just simply tell us your weird and wonderful bucket list and you'll go in the draw for a 10 to receive 10K Christmas, $10,000 worth of Christmas presents.
Ironic due to what I do for a living. But every time I book it and it says I have to be somewhere at 5 a.m, I think, I don't think so.
Well, you could always stay the night before.
Oh, don't care.
Not go to bed.
No one wakes up that early on a Saturday. Isn't that weird? I'm not kidding.
That's
true.
That's the turn off.
It's like, what time do we have to get there? No. Well, but you wake up at 4 during the week. That's right.
It's worth it.
All right, then.
Let's go to line number one, Triple M. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Oh, this is Jen. Hello, I know this
Jen.
Is Jen.
Tanya and Steve here, mate. Never mind the Triple M business. Jen, what's going on?
Well, it's not my bucket list. It was my hubby's. And we got invited to a baby shower a few weeks ago. And he said, oh, well, that's something I can tick off my bucket list.
That was his bucket list shower. Item, a baby shower.
Jeez.
Oh, yes.
He's easily pleased.
Pretty good coming from someone from a ride on mile, mate.
Yes,
be careful what you say here. You started this.
True.
Thank you, Jen. You're in the draw for our ultimate 10K Christmas. We'll go to line number two now.
Oh, we're so guilty of that. We both confess something, then people ring up and go, you're an idiot.
What?
Hello. What's going on, Owen? What was yours, mate?
A towel warmer. It's like a towel stand and heaps of towels up when you go out of the shower.
Isn't that? But I love that.
I love it. Is it a standalone or did you have it put on the
stand-alone.
Wall?
No, it's like 8 or 9 lines on it and it heaps of towels up like the other shower.
I love that.
That is awesome.
Honestly,
that's a good Christmas
present. It's fabulous. I'm glad you got that ticked.
I'm seriously thinking of throwing that on mine.
I had that put on in the house when we built it. It is my favourite.
Is it?
Yes. toasty warm towels that caress your skin after a shower.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. It's like you're at the snow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful.
Okay, there you go. I'm throwing it on.
Yeah.
Have you got a weird one, Steve, that's
absolutely
on
yours? Absolutely
not,
Ron. No? Nope. I've always wanted the Batman suit.
Yes, you have. This is a very weird fit. I don't know where you think you're going to wear it. Where would you wear it?
Anywhere.
No, in all honesty, just say.
Oh, you know what? Okay, let me make it clear. Not the crap higher ones you can get.
No.
Not the rubbish.
I mean, the black proper one.
Full on.
The movie made one.
Yeah.
And yes, I know, I'd have to really suck in the love handles, but look, there's Fat Man. But a real legit one,
yeah.
And you're dead right, and people will ask that question, and I'll go, well, then, finally, I can sit around when someone goes, guess what, it's fancy dress. Great! I'll be there!
But until that day...
Well, I better settle for towel warmers.
And a ride-on mower.
No, I must admit, if we're going to go with those warmers and things like that,
yeah.
I went to this one, which is very rich. But they had air conditioning through the floor.
Oh, my God. That again.
And it's Tanya's house. I've heard this story.
I go to bed at night going, one day I will have air conditioning vents through my floor.
That's not a big deal.
Neither is a ride-on mower. Will you stop it?
Triple M. Tanya and Steve, thanks for your calls and calls anytime at 1-333-53.